on a little.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Backyard Library. This is Margaret Marshall, your host, and I want to thank my listeners for tuning in last week when I was on a short vacation. I also want to thank my co-host, Donna, and our special guest, Mr. Dave Nunes, talking about his Panama connection. And this evening, ladies and gentlemen, we have another very interesting treat for you, because we're going to be lavishing in the backyard, but with another Jamaican with a Panama connection. So, you know, we talk about the diversity of our culture as Jamaicans and of our people, and it really goes way back. There are seniors who have memories of their grandparents talking about being in a foreign country. So we're going to be having a very nice labyrinth tonight. So I invite you to pull up a chair, just picture all the breezes that you know comes over the island. Just enjoy while we welcome our listener. Now, where's my guest? Okay. I have Miss Donna Robinson on here. Hello, Donna.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome.
I was just
telling our listeners about the show you did last week, and I hope that everybody had a chance to listen to it. I thought I had my guest on, but I seem to have left. She is not there anymore, but I'm sure she'll be on shortly. Anyway, I was telling my listeners that we're going to continue our labrish about the Panama connection, because we have a very interesting host this evening, and I think that I am not sure if I have her here again. Caller number 718-379, if you'd like to speak with us, just hit the one on your keypad, and I'll open up the mic for you, so let me know if you want to be heard. And again, listeners, this is Margaret Marshall, your host, and we have Donna Robinson, your co-host, and I see a hand raised, so I'm going to open up the mic. Good evening. Who do we have here?
You got Lay in New York.
Ooh, we got Lay in New York. Hello, Mr. Lay in New York. I was just talking about you, about the interesting job that you and Donna did last week, and I thank you, and I'm sure my listeners are also enjoying the shows.
Oh, Donna did a wonderful job, yes.
Yes, she did. Congratulations, Miss Donna.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That is so nice of you.
Right. I'm sure nobody missed me in the backyard, right?
I wouldn't say that.
Uh-huh. Well, I just want to tell my listeners that I really had a wonderful time. I visited the island of St. Martin in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and it's the first time, even though Jamaicans like to think of them as being well-traveled, and I am well-traveled, but I've visited an island for a day when I go on a cruise, but this is the first time that I physically spent some time in another island that was not Jamaica. And it was very interesting, and I was very just thrilled with the whole process, you know, just the idea that I'd never done this before. So it was quite interesting. But this evening, we're going to talk a little bit about continue our talk on the Panama connection. And Donna, if you would just take over and interact with Leigh for me for a while, I'll see what happened to our guest. She was on, and then all of a sudden she disappeared. So would both of you just sort of continue to elaborate for me while I try to get her on the other line?
Oh, yes, yeah,
well,
sure.
I have to tell you that I was on the computer, and the computer, I think the computer went on a cruise, so I had to get off the computer and get on the phone, so... You know, these things are very unreliable, and they play tricks sometimes.
Right, right. Well, sometimes we have to revert back to the old methods.
The old method. You got it right, Donna.
I always tell my kids, you know, before, you know, well, it's kind of different now with TVs and things like that, but you can't necessarily go and change the channel for the most part without that remote control anymore. But
my wise grandmother used to say, never give away the old for the new.
Yeah, because you just never know when that old's going to come in handy.
Yeah, this brings to mind when we had a blackout here in New York a couple of years ago, and all these new phones that we have, the you know, the
cordless
mobile phones and the Unicom, this, that, and the other, nothing worked. But I have an old dial phone on with a radio on it, and that was the only phone, thankfully, that worked.
Well, the same applies. You have to have, once you have a blackout, even here, you have to use the phone that's plugged into the wall, the landline phone.
Yeah.
All the cordless phones are dead. They're just out of. You have to reset all of them. So.
But here is something to bear in mind, Donna. I don't think you will find a Jamaican household. Every Jamaican mom has to have a lamp. You know, those old lamps that you use the oil and light it up at night.
Right. Yeah, lantern type.
Yep. Every household has one, regardless of what century we're in.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what? It's kind of interesting because my mom had always said, make sure you always have a kerosene lamp.
There you go. Yeah.
And maybe there's some Jamaican influence there. I don't know, but I always had one that I kept at home so that, you know, you just never know. When you we had an outage here one time, and if it wasn't for the kerosene and the candles, we wouldn't have, you know, had any light. So
yeah.
That's something to think about, really. But
I definitely enjoyed
the call last week, and enjoyed definitely talking to you about Panama. It seems like, you know, it's amazing. It just seems like time just really goes by fast when you're, you know, when you're having fun. And I looked up and I was like, oh my goodness, we only got like 90 minutes left here. You know, seconds left.
You know, that's right. I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Okay. Our guest had a little challenge with her phone, but she's going to be calling in.
Okay, great.
And I thank you for holding the fourth for me. But as I was saying, you know, we have been travelers from way back, generations back. As a matter of fact, I have I see that she's coming in now, so I want to welcome her. Hello, good evening, Miss Pansy. Are you there?
Good evening, Margaret. Yes, I'm here.
Well, welcome to the show. This is Backyard Labrish, as you know, and you're going to labrish with us in the backyard tonight. Are you in your easy chair?
I am. I'm sitting comfortably. And thank you very much for having me on the show, Margaret.
You're most welcome. Well, we have our co-host, Donna. Donna, will you say hi to Miss Pansy?
Hello, Miss Pansy. It's so nice of you to join us on the Backyard Labrish.
Hello, Donna. It's nice to be here. I heard you last week with some gentleman from New York who went to Panama as well.
He's on too.
That was me, Pansy. Thank you.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Fine. And yourself?
I am just fine.
Good. Good to hear you.
Well, I'd just like to tell our listeners that might not have gotten one of our emails a little bit about Miss Pansy, and I lovingly call her Miss P because I've known her for quite a few years.
More than you would like to see.
She's quite accomplished because she has worked for Jamaica overseas. She calls it overseas duty in the foreign service. And as I read it, I said, that is just so Jamaican. That's how we describe being away from home, especially when we're working for the government. Right, Miss P?
Yes.
Yes, so she had an overseas assignment for the foreign service. And she also has been here in the United States for quite some time and has worked with several different large organizations and firms, the Inter-American Development Bank in Washington, D.C., to name one of them. She has worked with the CDC, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and also Georgia Pacific. And Miss Pansy now resides in Jacksonville. I mean, she's in the real part of Florida, which is West Palm Beach. Right, Miss P?
You're right. It's lovely here. The weather is good.
All right. Don't make me jealous now.
Well,
can
it's
you
a little
feel
chill
the
tonight.
Breeze? Can you feel the breeze in the backyard?
Yes, I can.
All right. Well, Pansy is going to really tell us a little bit about her connection to Panama, because I read where she said that her father and mother or grandmother, but she'll tell us all about it, had connections similar to Lay in Panama. And I know that I know families in Jamaica that had one child born in Cuba, one child born, somebody born in Cayman Brac. And at the time when this was happening, it never really dawned on me how our people used to travel a lot. Because I know a whole family of boys. They were, you know, lived in, where I lived in Franklintown. And I think there were four or five of them, and like four of them were born in Cuba and one born in Jamaica. And I have a girlfriend who one of her sons were born in London and one in Jamaica. So this has been going on for quite a while where we're traveling, and not only were the men traveling in those days, but I suppose their wives were traveling with them and having babies.
That's right.
So, Pansy, I would like for you to tell us a little bit about your connection to Panama and just how you feel about it, because you say here, I thought of Panama as my returning home. And I was very touched by that because our guest of last week, Mr. Lay Nunes, sort of felt the same way. As a matter of fact, what he did not tell our listeners is that he has acquired a home in Panama.
Oh, that's wonderful. There are lots of retirees going to live there now.
The reason I didn't say that, because it has limited quarters and everybody would come rushing down all at once, you see.
You know, that's right. Because that's what I was trying to say. We could sort of organize some of our listeners and take off of Panama.
Yes.
Right,
or
Donna?
You could invite the Panamanians to Jamaica. That's what we should do.
Right. So, Miss Pansy, will you tell us a little bit about you?
Well, it all began with my grandfather. As a little girl, I remember him coming back to Jamaica with this gold chain. All the people who went to help build the Panama Canal, they came back with a lot of gold.
Right.
Gold chains, gold teeth, gold everything. And I remember this gold chain because when I grew up and we started to sing that song, do you know the song about the colored man coming home?
No.
No, don't you know?
I don't.
It's a song that Jamaicans sing. Mm-hmm.
You
want to
sing it for us?
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little tune.
It says, 1, 2, 3, 4, colored man.
Oh, yes, I remember it.
Well,
5, 6, 7, 8, da, 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 da. Yeah, I remember
it's
it.
Asking for the time and you
and
look up on the sun.
You remember it, Lee?
No, I'd like to hear it. You keep butting in while she's doing her solo.
Yeah.
No, that's all to it, as far as I remember.
That's all?
Yes,
because you see, it was a joke on the people who came back that they had all this gold jewelry and gold things and they couldn't read the watches and things which they had. So it said, you ask him for the time and him look up on the sun. So he knew the time by looking up on the sun.
Even though he was wearing the gold watch?
Yes.
All right, I got it.
Anyway, my grandfather worked there. I think he could read instead of looking up on the sun, though.
Right, of course.
Gold watch. And my mother was in Costa Rica because when he finished working on the canal, he lived in Costa Rica for a while. My mother lives there. So she was mentored by a family there. She went to Spanish school for half the day and the English school for the other day.
Wow.
Other half of the day. So I remember hearing her, you know, talk a few Spanish words like cabeza, behave or I'll hit you in your cabeza and things like that just because she didn't speak it fluently.
Hit you in the head.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And now when I learned Spanish, I remember that she spoke a few words like that. So he worked there, the grandfather, for about 6 years. When we went to the Miraflores locks to see the ships going through, they had a museum there. And in the museum was a directory of all the people, West Indians and other people who had worked on the Panama Canal. So my sister and I decided we would look up my grandfather's name to see if we could find it. We didn't know when he worked there or the year or anything. But anyway, we forged through the book and looked and we thought, referring to my mother's age and so on.
Really?
He said that he had worked there. No, we worked it out from my mother.
Oh, I got you. Uh-huh. You
and
did the
then,
math.
We decided it was about 18 or 1906, something like that. He worked for 6 years there. And then he went to live in Costa Rica, where my mother lived for a while.
Uh-huh. And that is your grandfather?
Yes, my grandfather. James Jones is his name.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
So then, when I came to West Palm, I have a friend here who runs a travel agency. She arranges trips and cruises and things. And she invited me to go, which was 3 years ago on my first trip to Panama with her and a group. But I went, and we enjoyed it so much that I decided, I said to her, oh, one day I'll go back and use my timeshare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she contacted me, and she said, the celebrations for the festival is coming up. Would you like to go? And I said, sure. So every year, there are husband and wife here who live in Port Charlotte. They get a group together, groups of 10 in each group, sponsor them to go home to these festival celebrations.
Oh, you mean Panamanians?
Panamanians living in the state.
Oh,
and,
interesting.
And their friends.
Uh-huh.
And he arranges everything. Beautifully arranged.
Mm.
We booked our passage air from Copa Airline ourselves. But when we went there, everything was so beautifully done for all the expatriates and the people, Panamanians and their friends living here.
Oh, wow. That's
we had we booked into a hotel, we had a welcome party, we had a ball, we had a farewell party, we had a picnic. Oh, we just had everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Did that just happened a few
yes.
weeks ago. My cousin was there.
Yes, it's the month of November because they got their independence from Spain and from Colombia in the month of November.
Right, my
and
cousin
so
Delia and her other sisters were there.
Oh, really?
And
there
I
were
was
about 2,000 Panamanians who had come home.
They had invited me there, but I couldn't make it down.
Oh, you should have come. It was really lovely.
Well,
so you were there, agreed?
I was there.
Oh,
was
wonderful.
There. And the couple who arranged it, they said they've been doing it for 17 years.
Oh,
wow.
And they said next year it's going to be different because, you know, it takes a lot to do for 2,000 people every year.
Uh-huh.
So
different as in better or what?
That what?
Different as in making it bigger and better?
Well, it's a little bit different because
too much too many people to handle, so they're probably going to have a bigger location too.
He'll have it here, he says. He'll probably have it in the state.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, I was going to say that might be a good time for us to go to Panama.
Yeah, I don't know.
But dysfunction
maybe he'll change his mind.
Right. We have to talk him into keeping it authentic.
Mentioned it, all the Panamanians said, oh, no, you know, they want it in Panama.
Of course. There's no homecoming while you're still in the foreign country
that you
live in. That's no fun.
No. But I guess they're tired now, you know, after 17 years.
Yeah, well, he needs someone to pass the baton on to.
Yes, pick it up and go for it, because really it's lovely.
Now, is he a Panamanian?
Oh, yes. Oh. They're both Panamanians, a wife and himself. Tyrone and Yolanda Peters.
Uh-huh.
And he starts arranging it from this year for next year, you know.
Right,
said,
right.
Well, he's not sure now about next year.
Oh, I see. Well, what are some of the activities that you participated in?
Well, we had this ball. We had a picnic, which was way out in the country, like, and...
the interior?
Not quite the interior, but it was about an hour away.
Oh, that sounds like the interior.
Well, we went in buses. It was like a picnic spot, you know, with benches and things, and they provided food for us and transported us there. The people really performed for us. When we went in, when we were in the hotel, we had entertainment.
Do you remember what hotel you stayed?
El Panama, which was the largest one where the convention center was located.
Last year I stayed at the Sheraton downtown, where they have a convention center down there too.
Oh yes, well, this one is a large convention center, I guess, for all the 2,000 Panamanians.
Yeah,
there were built in different hotels, you know.
That's
not
true.
Not just El Panama, but different ones, and. We participated in the dances, and we were entertained by the...
Did you wear your native dress?
No.
No?
We can't wear them like the Panamanians.
Yeah.
They're so beautiful.
They're so beautiful. They're colorful.
And each area has a different color, although made with the same pattern, you know, the frills and the frills around the neck and frills down. They have a blue and an orange, and it's so beautiful when they do their dances.
Yeah.
Right. Did you take pictures?
Yes. Lynette took a lot of pictures.
I am going to make a request that you take a permanent seat in the backyard at www.backyardlibrary.com. And you make an album with some of these pictures so the rest of us can see it.
Well, she's putting hers on a CD.
Right.
A CD, so I can...
You'll be able to upload it.
Upload it to you.
Good.
What about me?
Well, if we put it in the backyard, you know, if we
oh,
do
yeah,
it
yeah,
in
and
the
you
backyard,
go in and, you can see.
And she makes it public, everybody
can pull it up.
Yeah. But, you know, the backyard, in case you don't know, Pansy, has a front gate that has a lot of information for anybody visiting. But to become a member of the backyard, and it's free, you sign up to become a member. You make a profile. You can start your album. You can make your part of your album private so only your friends can see it. Or you can make it public so that other members can see it, or, you know, only people that are members of the backyard will be able to see anything in the backyard.
Yeah.
But it's very functional, and it's a way to share information and to have your friends see your pictures. You know, for instance, your friends in Atlanta, if you wanted to them to see the what happened in Panama, they would all be able to view it there.
Okay.
So it's going to, but I'll hook you up with that when you are ready.
Okay, because others took pictures too, you know. This friend of mine arranged the tour, She took some pictures, and there were 9 of us in the group. My sister came from Jamaica, a friend came from New York, and another one came from Orlando, and there were about 5 of us from West Palm Beach.
So are these 9 Jamaicans?
Yes, I think we were all Jamaicans. One was a Jamaican, because she's always with us.
right.
But
that
she's
is
really
great.
From here, from the south.
Right.
And then this isn't really what happened in Panama. After Panama, the festivities lasted from the 1st to the 9th. So most people left the 9th or the 10th. But we decided to go on to a seaside resort called the Cameron. I don't know if Mr. Nunes knows it.
Oh, yes. That's where I stayed the first time I went there.
Oh, really? Isn't it wonderful there?
They feed you to death down there, yes.
It's all inclusive, so,
you
know, you just eat from morning till night.
That's all you do, and dance at night. And
that's right. And you have your swimsuit on most of the time.
You get that
right. And
you're on
the beach.
Yep.
Just relaxing.
And did they have a casino there, too? Did you go in there?
Of course, I did, yes. I had to sample everything, you know.
Yeah.
Good girl.
I didn't win anything much, really.
You never win when you go into the...
No,
but
it goes back. It goes back in the kitty.
Yeah.
Right. I'd just like to remind our listeners that you're listening to Backyard Labyrinth. And with me on the open mic is our co-host, Donna, our a frequent visitor on our website panel in the seniors, Ask a Senior column, is Mr. Leigh Nunes from New York. And our very special guest this evening is Miss Pansy Jackson, who is well-traveled herself, but really discovered that she has a Panama connection because her grandfather worked during the time that Panama Canal was built. As Mr. Leigh Nunes has found out that some of his relatives, not only that, but I think that his mother has a very strong Panama connection. Right,
Leigh? My grandfather went there too, and with his wife. The only thing is, unlike Pans's parents, my grandfather never came back for my mother. He stayed in Panama. All of my aunts and uncles were born there, but my mother and I were born in Jamaica.
Isn't that something? Very interesting.
So there's still a lot of Jamaicans in Colón.
Yes,
that's where they lived.
You know, Pansy, I went up to Colón on one of my visits. I was waiting for a cruise ship to come in to see some of the other cousins coming in on a cruise. And this taxi man asked us if we would like some beef patties.
Oh.
Right? Yes. You know about it? So he goes for some patties and comes back. And let me tell you something. The patties are 25 cents a piece. And they are as big as a pizza.
Wow.
But these patties are reminiscent. You remember the Bruce's patties that we used to have?
Oh, yes.
They are the best patties in the world.
Wow.
Up there in Cologne. And listen to this. After we finish and we talk and talk, the ship was late in coming in. He says, well, how about some plantain tarts? So he went back to the source and came back with plantain tarts just as big.
Wow.
So that
you
was...
You know, most of the people there were so friendly towards us. Even when we went to the locks, you know, and we were talking, and the man who was taking out the ticket said, Jamaica, ackee and salt fish. And he went on with all the food. So we asked him, he said, I have a relative, somebody lived in Jamaica, one of my cousins. And right there, they have a lot of, they all came to us and said, oh, I have a friend in Jamaica, or my grandfather was in Jamaica.
Yeah.
They were so
a
friendly.
Big connection. And you know, Pansy, I have a friend in my choir here in New York. He's from Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in Costa Rica, grew up in Jamaica. And there is a similar location in Costa Rica that's, as we would say, full of Jamaicans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So our imprint is all along the coast there. As I said last week, Nicaragua.
Honduras.
Honduras.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I was really thinking as I was doing my research for the website and things, you know, how I know that we know we're a very diverse culture, both with our food and, you know, the different kinds of people that are in Jamaica. But it came home to me, you know, more when I realized that from generations ago, we were well-traveled. People were, Jamaicans were going all over the world to do different things.
Yes.
And as I mentioned, when I was growing up, I knew of people in my age group who had some of their siblings or some relatives who were born in another country. But it really never hit me at the time, you know, that that was really diversity.
Well, remember when we had the Second World War?
Right.
A lot of the men, I mean, in our time, in our generation, went to serve in the RAF.
RAF. My uncle did.
So, you know, that's a whole other connection.
Right.
Because they went away. They married
English women.
Girls,
mm-hmm.
or Canadian women, or, you know, whatever, and had offspring. So, you know, that's
the London side of it. I have
yes,
a
that's
of
a different connection.
That. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I had an uncle who went away to the RAF. I remember the day that I said goodbye to him, and I've never seen him again. I understand he has a family in London.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
perhaps dead now, but he has. I have cousins in London that I've never met.
Yeah.
He had three children. He was married to an English woman, and my aunt, who passed away a few years ago, you know, went to England and connected with them. But, you know, and my husband's grandmother actually lived in she was English, and she lived in London while we lived in Miami. It's so interesting. So I see I have a caller from 404-452 just hit a 1 on your keypad if you want to join the Labrish. But we're Labrishing here. You're tuned in to Backyard Labrish, and we are talking about our diversity, and our guest this evening is Miss Pansy Jackson, who resides in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, Florida, and she's formerly from Atlanta, and she's talking about her Panama connection. So good evening. Who is my new guest that joined me? Do you want to say hello? The mic is open.
Hi, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy, did you say?
Yes, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy, and where are you calling from?
I'm in Atlanta.
You're in Atlanta. Okay, and I detect an accent.
No, well, maybe, but not island.
No, that's what I say. Are you an American or Canadian or what?
Like Donna. Where is Donna?
I am American.
Yeah. Donna is on.
Yes,
my co-host, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hey,
and we have
great. Yeah, well, I just wanted to say that, you know, it's kind of interesting. One of the things that constantly keeps coming up in my mind is just how freely Jamaicans just pick up and move just about anywhere. I mean, I realize that there's so much resources on a small island. So, of course, and then, if you have a trade or a skill, it's only limited capacity as to what you can do after a period of time. So you probably would have to pick up and go to other places so that you can make a living with your skill. But it's just amazing just how Jamaicans just pick up and just go just about anywhere without even, you know, it doesn't even seem to
yeah, there's some living in Alaska. Some Jamaicans are living in Alaska. So
and
friends of Sarah Palin, yes.
I have a young man that I met here who told me he went to Russia and found Jamaicans.
Yeah.
And somebody else told me they went to Czechoslovakia and found Jamaicans.
In Italy. I was visiting there once, and there was a Jamaican sitting out having a beer, came over to us and said, "Oh, are you Jamaicans? I've lived here for years." And that's some time ago.
Yeah. So Tammy, are you a friend of Jamaica? Are you just curious about Jamaican culture?
I am a very good friend of Debbie.
Debbie.
Moody.
Oh, I know Debbie. Debbie's
yes.
my niece.
Yes, she talks
and
about
she
you all the
you
time.
About the show?
Yes, she did. She told me she talks about it all the time. So I was like, send me the link. I'm always interested in hearing everything she has to tell me about Jamaica. So.
Oh well, we wanted to give you a special welcome.
Well, thank you.
And would like to invite you to check us out at www.backyardlabrish.com. And
okay.
Do you know what a labrish is, Daddy?
Debbie has explained it to me.
Great. So we want to ask you to join the backyard and invite some of your friends that might be just as curious as you are. My co-host Donna has never visited Jamaica. I don't know that she knows a lot of Jamaicans. Donna, are you there?
Yes, I am. Most of the Jamaicans that I know, I would classify as Jamaicans. They were although their parents were from Jamaica, they were born here, and they still have a lot of Jamaican things like their food or a little bit of an accent. But for the most part, they are pretty much American.
Right.
Yeah.
Like my children. So I know what you mean. Well, you're talking to the genuine Jamaicans now. But you know, our web community is for everybody because just like how we're so mixed up in Jamaica, right, Miss Pansy?
Yes.
People can trace their roots to Lebanon, India. The only place I don't think we have a lot of representation from is Australia.
Don't stop me up on that. We got a lot of people down there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
A lot of my friends are in Australia, and would you believe that the ones that left and went to Australia to live, their children want to come back to live in Jamaica.
Really?
The people I know.
Interesting.
You were talking about Australians living in Jamaica, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about Australians living in Jamaica.
There are not many.
Right.
No.
But I mean, ancestors.
Excuse me for 1 second. I was down there about 3 weeks ago and went to this party. And the party was labeled a mini United Nations. It was run by a Japanese Indian Jamaican.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
See, and in that party, there were three Australians that live in Jamaica.
Mm.
So that's just one party, you know.
Right. But
so
but
they're all over.
Right. I remember when I was growing up. I mean, there were when I came to the United States in 1959, I told people that we have people from Lebanon, and we have one of the oldest Jewish synagogues. You know, we've had Jews. Pansy, do you remember, I lived in Kingston, Leigh, I don't know if you remember this, but do you remember when we, in the old days, when we had a drought, the Jews would do a special prayer and blow their, some special thing that they have that they blow, and sure enough, we would have rain. Honestly, I said,
I don't remember that.
But they were really special people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I remember the Jewish synagogue in
right.
Duke Street.
And, yeah.
Yes. So you tell that to an American who don't really know a lot about Jamaica, and they really, they're in awe. Because I was telling people that, you know, we are not really intimidated by white people here because we grew up among people of different colors.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think it was one of the, I think it was Jesse Jackson that had the Rainbow Coalition or something to do with the rainbow.
Yes. Yeah, that's Jesse Jackson.
Right. I thought of it that we have been a rainbow nation for a long time. And we didn't even realize it wasn't sort of as on the
conscious level. It was just normal.
Yeah,
it
was quite normal for us in those days.
So,
Tammy, do you want to jump in here?
Well, I'm just kind of observing. I know that I've been kind of peppering Debbie with so many questions lately because the area that I live in here in Atlanta, I mean, it's just Caribbean explosion. Like almost, you know, every other person you meet, it's just very. I live in a very rural area where it used to be very rural,
mm-hmm.
and then it's just kind of exploded recently, and it's a lot of Caribbean, and I'm sure they're from different places, not maybe just Jamaica, but we're just kind of like, well, what happened in Atlanta? Like, maybe it's all in Atlanta, but it's just so rare where I live. It was it was even slow growing to even get any African American people in this area, and then now we just have such an influx of Caribbeans. I'm like, oh, what's going on? So I've been just talking to Debbie about it a lot lately.
And so what area do you live in?
I live in Conyers, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
That's a new area that a lot of people are moving up to Conyers.
Yeah,
now.
Right.
Stone Mountain was the area before,
and now
they're moving.
And now that's saturated, so we're moving.
Well,
I just wanted to share with Debbie and Donna that Jamaicans are not afraid to go into any rural areas. You know, as long as there's land and they can afford it, and they'll just go.
Right.
It's just they're just that way by nature.
Right. Well, it's great. The area has just kind of exploded with to kind of support that growth. Now we have a lot of retail and things like that out this way. But the best thing for me is, like, I can get curry goat in, like, two or three different places. So I'm very happy.
Oh, boy.
I know what you mean. So where did you learn about Jamaican food?
I lived in D.C. for a while, and that's kind of little hole in the wall places in D.C. just had the best Jamaican food, and I've always loved, you know, the culture, I think, of reggae music and things like that. So I was kind of open to it anyway, and you can't get it everywhere, so I've kind of lived kind of a little bit of everywhere. We were a former military family, so I've kind of been everywhere, and, you know, sometimes in certain areas it's hard to kind of find where those specialty type dinners and things are. So I was just really glad to have it out here. I have a place that we go every Friday night and get fantastic Jamaican food here in Conyers. It's unbelievable.
Oh, well.
I was just wondering now, have you been to Jamaica?
I have not. I've never. Oh, are you talking to Tammy?
Yes.
Yeah, Tammy.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't. I'm very, I don't travel a whole lot. Because we travel so much when we were in the military, it's like, you know,
yeah.
I love being, and I've been in Atlanta for 10 years. Other than going home to Louisiana, I've not gone anywhere because I just love being stable now.
First of all, I can relate to you because my father was in the Army, and so maybe we were kind of like Jamaicans in that we traveled every 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes in the middle of the school year, you're moving to another place, and so at some point, you know, it was like when I hit adulthood, I said, you know what, I just want a house that's going to be stationary, you know, and I'm going to buy a house, and I'm never going to move out of it. I'm going to be stationary for a while, and
right.
So I can definitely relate to that. But you know, I think that what it does for us is one of the things that's kind of a little bit different, I think, for the Jamaican community versus our community is that, one, being in the military, we traveled, and I got a chance to see all of the United States for the most part in Hawaii and places like that that we would have not been able to. And we got a chance to see it for ourselves and interact with the people for ourselves. But pretty much here in the States, even though my father went to Germany and I didn't go to Germany, I stayed with my grandmother, but the Jamaicans, they're doing it, but they're doing it are pretty much like, you know, Miami, New York, and, you know, Atlanta, et cetera. But for the most part, it seems like they really travel the other islands that offered certain opportunities to them or that they were exposed to, London, you know, where the educational system was, or, you know, Panama or Costa Rica, you know, a lot of these different islands around there. But I'm going to tell you something that's kind of interesting that's a little bit different and I think it maybe it's kind of similar, because I believe that when you – military people, the difference being is that they establish military bases and then they have an influence in the community from that perspective going out and, you know, affecting the economy. But in reality, if it were just us going there, I don't know if it would have the same influence that the Jamaicans have, because it seems like when they go to a place, they bring their food, they bring their culture, they really like enrich that particular area.
Right. I totally agree with you. You just hit the nail on the head. Like they, you know, they're here and it's a different energy and a different presence that they bring to just the whole area. So,
they certainly did that in Panama, right, Pansy?
Yeah, you're right. I was just going to say that.
Yeah, they left their mosque
and
their
culture. And
not only that, what a friend of mine that I met, a very nice man, Mr. Seeley, he brings me all these up to date on all these cultural events going on down there. He showed me a directory of names of the original names, maybe Peters is on it for that matter, of people who influenced the culture, people from Jamaica who influenced the culture back in those days, and very prominent in education. You will find that the Jamaicans who always wanted to, I mean, they're very aggressive raising their families to go to school they did the same thing in Panama, you know, set up schools and
set up their music.
Right. Yes. And from that standpoint, they left their mark, you know.
Yeah, but you know,
Lee, you were talking about the patties, and you said the guy went to a store or something.
I'm not sure if it was a restaurant or a bakery that he went, but he certainly went and got these things for us. And you know, by this time we're waiting for the cruise ship, we're all starved, and we're chatting away and. Here comes some patties, and that was like manna from heaven. Yeah.
They just love our food.
And you had
people who were born there. You know,
jumbo patties for 25 cents. Is that what you're
25
saying? These are jumbo patties for 25 cents.
Well, Pansy, you can attest to this. You could get a bus ride up until a year ago for a quarter if you were a senior down in Panama.
Wow.
Quarter on the bus. Can you beat that?
No. Wow. Yeah. In other words, they have special prices for seniors.
Mm. They cater to seniors. People get up and give me – I have gray hair, by the way. So they get they get up and give me the seat on the bus. I can't believe it.
Wow. That's because you're showing your age, Mr. Nunez, or it's just because they're very respectful?
Well, they're very nice people, that's all I'm
saying. They're very gracious, they're very friendly. I must add this, that one of the ladies, I should say, who went with us on our tour, she has friends in Panama. One of her friends went to school in Jamaica.
Wow.
Her parents sent her to school in Jamaica.
Now
they became very friendly and they've kept up their friendship. And we went to visit this friend in her home.
Wow.
She had other Panamanians there, and so we got, you know, a little taste of what the people in their homes were like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
great. That's the
yeah.
best, when you can
yeah.
really interact with people. I
exactly.
see we have a caller from 301-210, and I'd like to welcome her and ask her if she wants to join the Lavrish. Just hit a 1 on the keypad. But and for my listeners online, I see I have a few listeners online. You're listening, of course, as you know, to the Backyard Lavrish, hosted on Blog Talk Radio. And we want to ask you to visit our website at www.backyardlavrish.com and become part of our web community. And we're lavrishing with our special host, Miss Pansy Jackson, who is a senior Jamaican living in West Palm Beach. And she and Mr. Lade Nunez is sharing with us some of their experiences on their Panama connection. So for those of us that are live and chatting, it's back to you.
Well, I just want to say really quick, this is Donna Robinson. I just want to say really quick that one of the things that's really neat about this whole process here of us lavrishing is that people like Pansy and Lay that have shared their experiences with everyone. You know, the beauty for me is that be it tomorrow or be it when, you know, I'm long gone, my kids can get online and all they have to do is type in, you know, or, you know, your relatives or your grandchildren or cousins, they can type in, you know, Pansy Jackson or Lay Nunez, and you will come up on the internet and they will be able to actually go online and hear you speaking. I mean, I don't know about you all, but I was thinking the other day of, you know, how, you know, my grandmother was so important to me in my life, my paternal grandmother. And I realized, I said, you know what, I can't even hear her voice anymore. And that is the beauty of technology, is that now they can hear your voice. Anyone can hear your voice at any time. And you're leaving a footmark in history because you know technology is going to get better. And I mean, after a while, you know, they could probably even now download it to their iPod or something or whatever it is that they use. And it's just like, you know, really, I just say to you all, we're making history and you're making history, and I really appreciate the fact that Ms. Margaret has put this together to allow you all as well as us to leave a footprint no matter what. And so back to you, Ms. Margaret.
Okay, I see we have a new guest from 850-509 with their hands up. Welcome. I'm going to open up the mic. Welcome to you. Welcome to the backyard. Who do we have?
Hello.
Hello?
Pam Ridley.
Excuse me?
Pam
Hello?
Ridley.
Oh, hi, Miss Ridley. Where are you calling from?
Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, Tallahassee. Yes. And how did you hear about our show?
I have a friend of Pansy.
That's a Jamaican, well, no, not a Jamaican, are you, Pam?
Trini.
Anyway, a friend well known to me. We lived in Atlanta.
Oh, well, welcome
Ridley.
To the show.
Yes.
We welcome you. We're just having a good time here, lavrishing in the backyard. And we want to, so do you have some comments about the trip?
Yes.
You've been
I'm
to
enjoying
Panama.
Your show, Pansy.
Yes.
This is Pam Ridley. So
yes,
I
Pam, have you been to Panama? I know you're
no.
well traveled. No.
No, but now that you've opened up this line,
mm-hmm.
Dennis, my husband, his family, his dad worked there, so we need to probably take a trip.
Uh-huh. Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll hang up and listen to more conversation. I'm enjoying it too much.
Well, that's very uh-huh. nice of you, Pam. I'm
well,
glad I told you about
in.
It.
And I want to tell everybody that we're here every Wednesday night. We have a different topics and different people that we lavrish with. And as Donna, our co-host, mentioned, that we're all leaving a footprint for the young ones because everybody's so techy nowadays that I'm sure my grandchildren will be getting their information online.
Okay.
You know, it's not going to be any paper. There'll be no paper trail left for us, Miss Pansy.
Yes.
It will be just all technology.
No,
so we
yes.
just have to embrace it and celebrate it and make it be our footprint.
And Margaret,
wonderful. because
you picked up a 301 before, but I heard no comment from her. Did she want to speak?
She hasn't raised her hand, so I suppose
okay.
She wants to be a silent listener. So for the people who want to share with us and join with us and identify themselves, just hit a 1 on your keypad. We have 5 more minutes on our show. We're having such a good time. I want to thank Pansy for just being with us. And
love
I'm opening up the mic to... I just opened the mic to who I don't know, but whoever you are
Monica.
That haven't identified, please say hi.
Hi, this is Monica from Tallahassee, Florida, friend of Pam Ridley's.
Oh, hi, Monica.
You see the extension? It's going out, you
show.
Know.
Welcome
oh, yeah.
to the show. Oh, we have another 561 listener who want to say hello. So let's get her in here. Hello there.
Hello.
Who do we have?
Who's this?
Pansy, this is Illette.
Oh, Illette.
Wonderful.
I am so
I've been
glad.
On. I think it's a wonderful program. I was with Pansy in Panama on
this
two
is
occasions.
Who arranged the trip, this is the person who arranged the trip for me and for all of us.
Oh,
and
well,
we had
to the show.
A wonderful time.
It's the person
My father was Panamanian,
and
he went over in the good old days of the canal.
Uh-huh.
And then came back to Jamaica as a young man and met my mom.
Wow.
And he went back there to live. And I have some wonderful friends over there.
Okay, this
They're
is
a
all
marvelous set of people. Next to Jamaica, Panama is right there.
Wonderful. Well, I want you
person.
To come on the show next year and let's get a big contingency of people.
Okay.
Arranges
the travel.
And
it
was
everything.
Fabulous occasion. I visited Panama, I can't count how many times, since 72.
Wonderful.
I love it next to Jamaica.
You're on
right.
the travel agency.
So you should
okay.
go there. Yes.
When,
all right, Pansy, I just wanted to tell you that I did listen and I thoroughly enjoyed your show.
Well, I'm so glad because everything...
We're here every Wednesday, so check
so,
us out.
So I hear. And
okay.
thanks for getting me on.
How
long
ago has this started? How long
well,
ago has this program been on?
Oh, we've been going on for some time. How long, Donna? Since August.
August. Oh,
I just
okay.
looked, I just found out about it through Pansy.
Oh,
he shared it with me.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm having a lot of fun.
The email today from Pam Ridley.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And 5-1.
Margaret, it's going to be extended. It's going to go on. And on. And
uh-huh, yes. Somebody, I'll pass the baton to somebody. I have 516-5753. Do you want to say hi?
All right. Let me come off so they can talk. Okay, Pans, talk to you.
It's nice to, for
oh,
you to come on.
Yes.
So who's on 516-753?
That's me, no?
Oh, that's you. Okay.
That's me,
I
yes. 757-5534351.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
all right, my love. Thanks.
You
when you
welcome.
Want to go to
we,
Panama,
we have left.
Yes.
See Ellen. She has a travel agency and she arranges all the tours.
Yes.
Leigh and Donna and Tammy. Next year, Ellen will arrange something for you.
My bags are packed. My bags are packed. And
the Cameroon is fabulous, too. If you're going to Panama City, you
yeah.
should go out to the Camerons. It
right.
is really just
yeah.
nice. The countryside. Lots of
Leigh says he has been
and
there. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So I heard. I heard
I'm
him.
I'm pack, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be in the group.
Of course. Of
we
course.
Have a
have
ball. It is really, really wonderful.
Well, now you know,
he
let you have to get going and arrange another trip,
okay.
too.
All right.
Well,
okay.
I want to say good night to everybody, and
good
thanks
night.
For coming on.
And thank you again.
Got a couple
thank
of
very
seconds
much.
Left.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Happy holidays, huh?
Thank you. Well, check us again next week. We're on
I
at
will.
The same time.
Yes.
And
okay.
I want everybody to know you've been listening to Backyard Labrish. We've had
yes.
a very nice chat. We can
yes.
feel the breeze going across the east chair at those trade winds, as we call them. And that's what the backyard is all about. We get
fabulous,
together. And
fabulous.
Labrish.
Yes.
Right.
Great.
As
love
well
it.
As we're leaving footprints for other Jamaicans and Jamaicans and friend of Jamaica and everybody to come and hear a little bit about our culture.
Yes, you only have 56 seconds left.
Yes, 42 seconds left.
Thank you, Margaret.
All right, God bless.
Your show is very, you know, very good. Very good.
Good evening. Bye.
You're most welcome, and I hope to have you as my guest again.
Okay.
And I want to thank all our listeners for participating. And
you're
thank
welcome.
Silent ones that didn't participate but stayed and enjoyed.
Yes,
and
yes.
We want to ask you to visit our website at www.backyardfabrish.com. For American friends who don't know how to spell Labrish, it's just like it sounds,
Labrish.
So come join us in the backyard.
Yes. Miss Lou will be proud of this man.
Can
you
go to Jamaica as well? Can Jamaicans join us?
Oh, yes. You can. People from any part of the world.
Okay. Because my sister tried, but she couldn't get through.
Who?
It's my sister in Jamaica tried, but she couldn't get
through. Oh, really? Apparently, it might have been her connection in Jamaica because tell her about Skype. Do you know about Skype?
Yes, I know. I just recently heard about it.
Well, if she gets Skype, she can call in on Skype. And then that doesn't cost, I don't think it's very minuscule, whatever.
You have Skype on your program as well.
Yes, I know the Skype callers because it's a special code that comes up on my switchboard.
Yes.
And I have a cousin who lives in Trinidad.
Yeah.
And he calls occasionally on his with Skype.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
I'm just about to have it on my computer.
Oh, very good. Most Americans now have the unlimited long distance, so you know it's easy for them to call a 718 number.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this I just want we're not being recorded anymore, but we're still streaming, as they say.
Okay,
so our online listeners can still hear us, and everybody that's on can still hear the conversation. However, this part of it is not being recorded.
What I
started to say is that people from all over the world, Blog Talk Radio is very popular. As a matter of fact, we had one of those young movie stars on one of the shows. Not too long ago. What's the name of the girl? Her father holds up. Hilton. Whatever the first name, the young.
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And people from all over the world go to Blog Talk Radio, and if they see a show that is interesting to them, they just listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
The shows are archived. So whenever I send out a link and you link to Blog Talk Radio, all of the shows that we did are all there on the website, and they will just stream one after the other. So if you're working on your computer and you want to listen to a show and you click on the link, it just will go from one show to the next. You can just have it in the background, you know, if you have an interest in hearing about the culture or hearing about other shows that we've done or whatever we're lavishing about.
Okay.
And I always have to explain to my American friends that a lavish is not gossip necessarily.
No.
It is just talking about whatever is happening in the neighborhood or in the family.
Yes.
Or, you know, we would say, give me the lavish.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Miss Fancy?
You gather on the veranda at home, which is the patio over here, and you just have a drink,
lavish.
Talk, and you just
lavish. Right.
Yeah.
The good old days.
That's
right.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, Margaret, and I hope to come back another time to tell you about my travels.
Yes,
Margaret,
yes.
Keep up the good work.
Yes.
Well, thank
Carly
you so much,
it.
And I hope that you will be a guest on my show one night.
Okay.
If you can find her, she travels a lot.
Well, she can do it on the road. You can do it from your cell phone. But it really was a nice group. Tammy, thank you for being here and for sharing with us. Donna, my co-host, I always appreciate you. Lay, my very loyal listener, and Mr. Nunez happens to be my cousin. And I have another cousin who's listening silently, and I'll give a shout out to her, and she will remain nameless. And all my listeners, I want to say thank you and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Congratulations on a good show.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
From Tallahassee, Florida.
Bye.
Check us out next week.
Certainly will. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.